Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, September 15th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up 7 cents at 527 and a quarter, D-sweet up 4 and a quarter cents at 705, and November beans up 8 cents at 1290 and a half. The USDA announced the cancellation of 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. But there was a new sale announced, 196,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So I'm not sure how the market's going to deal with that here this morning. But the market is going to deal with it. Crude oil is up $1.83. Bean oil was up 78 overnight. The bean oil has been pretty much a reflection of the crude oil. That was the strength in the beans overnight. And if crude oil is strong, I would think that we'd be higher out here unless the meal collapses. U.S. corn keeps getting a boost out here. We're the cheapest corn around the world, and the port in New Orleans is open. So we're expecting demand to increase at some point, but we certainly haven't seen any evidence of that. Really, haven't seen these export sales. We haven't seen anything that would really say that demand has picked up out here. The dry weather in the plains continues. It's going to be hot throughout the Midwest. Maybe that's what's got the corn excited, but the corn crop is made one way or the other. In fact, I think the hot, dry weather is just going to dry the corn down and save guys on drying it down themselves. I think Mother Nature is going to do a good job of that. But we're higher here. We've been higher the last couple of days. You know, maybe it's a reaction to the decent close that we had on Friday after the report, taking out $5, taking out the 200-day moving average, and then closing higher on an outside up day. We haven't given that back yet. So let's take a look and see what the high was. Yeah, the high on Friday was 524. We got up to 27.5 overnight, so we've taken that out. That's pretty impressive and leads me to think that maybe we'll see some more buying out here today. I think the beans are higher, number one, off the oil, but, you know, a little bit of a slow start to harvest down in the Gulf. First they got hit with Ida, and now they're getting hit, or got hit with Nicholas. And a lot of those rains are slowing down the harvest, but I think that'll work itself out in the next week or two. I think I mentioned the port of New Orleans is fully open, so we should see exports starting to pick up a little bit out here. So, you know, I would say the tone is friendly out here today. We'll see if the crude oil hangs up here. If it does, I would expect the oil to be strong, beans to be strong, and corn and wheat also. So I don't see anything really particularly bearish out here, but, you know, just a little bit of a bounce off of Friday's actions. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.